It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Just making sure everyone's paying attention. You got it now?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a podcast time. You ready? You ready?
You got something?
No, I don't. We're just kind of winging it right now.
It's Monday, man.
I know. I have no motivation to do anything. And of course, I forgot about a couple things we have to do later. So I'm like, damn it.
Call it Wing It Mondays.
Wing It. Doesn't really roll off the Wing It Wednesday. Yeah. Kind of sounds good. Yeah. Should we start doing that Wing It Wednesday? Yeah, we'll figure it out.
How about just Wing It Weekly?
Yes. Wing It Wall to Wime. What? I'm stupid. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
You got some weird story in there from Florida.
I'm sure there's some we can
banter
about.
On.
We talk more about frozen bananas.
No. It's enough.
Enough with the bananas.
You think about it enough when you're at your house by yourself.
All the time. What's the dumbest thing you thought as a kid?
That's pretty good.
I was a pretty dumb kid.
Yeah.
I was a pretty dumb kid.
I always used to ask my dad, why would I shower? I'm just going to get dirty again.
I don't need to.
He's like, at first he was like, oh, you know what? Good kid's got a point.
I can't think of anything specific that I thought of that, like, I was scared of pooping.
Yeah.
For a while. Yeah, like, yeah. I did not like to poop.
Yeah.
So I'd hide behind the chair. And then mom would be like, hey, yeah, there was a chair. I'd like to say, and I used to sit back there all the time because it was right by.
It's where the dog poops.
It's where the dog poops right there. The chair in the living room, I used to sit behind that because the heater was right there, especially in the wintertime. So I'd get like a blanket and it was so nice. Mm-hmm. But I'd also go back there if I had to poop. And my mom would be like, do you have to poop? I'm like, no, I'm good. And I would just hold it. Then she'd have to go get me prune juice because I was all backed up.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I don't know if I was scared of something in the toilet or what, if I believed like a toilet monster was going to get me.
Something. You're probably just wondering why brown things were falling out of you.
What is that? Sitting there holding my neck so I don't lose my brain.
I used to think babies came from the belly button.
I think that's fairly common. Yeah. I think that's probably a fairly common assessment for kids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. It took me a long time to realize that the uterus and the vagina, like the baby's not in the vagina. It's in mm-hmm. the uterus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The vagina is actually quite small.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, not Kiki's. It's massive.
Damn, dude. Oh, man. Here's another one I thought of for a while as a kid.
Yeah.
24/7. I always thought there was 24 hours and 7 minutes in a day.
He's so stupid.
I'm like, where's this 7 minutes? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
It's just, yeah, where's that extra 7 minutes? Actually, speaking of extra time, though, you know why we do leap year?
I have no idea.
It's to adjust the calendar. So each year, we lose time. So by doing that, so that extra day brings us back in line. Like, there was something I was watching, like, if we didn't do that, by, like, 2050, we'd be off by, like, 70 days or something like
really?
That. So that's what we do. And it actually started with, like, Julius Caesar back in the way back, way back in the Roman times. But, yeah, that's why we do leap year.
Leap year falls on what?
It's always on the 29th. So that's an extra day. Otherwise, February only has 28 days.
Which it was this past
so
month.
Now 4 more years. So in 2024 is when we'll have the next leap year.
So it'll be a 29th of February.
It'll be a 29th. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so people that are born on leap year, technically, if they're born on the 29th, their birthday is every 4 years.
I saw something on Reddit saying if you're going to get a passport, get it on the 29th or something, and you'll have a passport for the rest of your life.
Well, 40 years is what it would be good because it doesn't expire until. Yeah. Would that work?
You know?
I don't think the government would let that happen.
They definitely have to do something, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Big. Hey, sorry, government. Uh-huh. Yeah, passports aren't cheap. Do you have your passport?
I don't think. Do I? I don't know.
Don't ask me.
Did you get it? Did you pick it up?
Did you pick it up for me?
I think I do, because we did go to Mexico 1 year, but it's got to be expired, right?
Well, how long ago was that?
I mean, it was like high school.
Yeah, so it's 10 years, every 10 years. I actually got to look at mine. I'm trying to think. I might need to get mine renewed. Oh, it's such a bitch, dude. When I had to get it done. So no joke, with my passport, Kiki and I were engaged at the time. She was living in Costa Rica, and I was going to go see her and then fly back with her on her last week.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a week vacation, and then we come back together. Well, I needed a passport. So I applied for it. I did everything I needed to do. Well, for some reason, it got hung up. And I didn't realize this because I was like, fuck, where's my passport?
Mm-hmm.
It was partially, I guess I should have checked a little bit sooner. They said, oh, it can take a little bit of time, blah, blah, blah. They got to run it through the government, all that shit. Mm-hmm. Well, ended up finding out like 2 weeks before I was supposed to leave, like, something got hung up. Like, and now they're like, oh, yeah, sorry, we don't have. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? I'm not going to be able to go.
What do you mean you don't
have? So I had to drive down. You can, because you can do same day at some places. If you get there early enough, they can, you know, get it done. So I had to drive down, like, God, how far? It was like 6 hours. I had to drive down into Arkansas to a bigger city that had a place where I could get my passport.
No kidding.
So I get down there. I'm literally like, dude, I drove, like, I left at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
You really wanted to have sex in Costa Rica, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So I drove down there. Got, I was like the first one through the door. And then I'm like, okay, this is perfect. I'll get my passport in hand, yada, yada, yada. Well, no, they're like, all right, it'll be, you know, like a couple weeks. I'm like, no, like, I need it. Now, luckily, they were really great about it. And I ended up getting it like 3 days before I was supposed to leave.
Wow.
Oh, man. But yeah, dude, it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
it's,
I think, to go to Canada, you just need your birth certificate. But for some, I don't know.
Isn't there some people do that with Canada? Like, if you have a Michigan license, you can get like a certain thing where
something like
if
that.
If you work over in Canada, you can just use your dress. Some,
it's
some
like
shit
the easy
like
pass of Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's a fast pass. It's made out of maple syrup
and bacon.
How do we get in on that?
I have no idea. What are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about stupid things we believed as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Dumbest thing. I used to believe that night is brought about by clouds, dark ones, of course. This is off of Reddit. Emma, that if you drink while peeing, you'll keep peeing until you stop drinking. That's kind of funny.
What about the watermelon one? Yeah, if you swallow watermelon seeds, it
was growing. I might have believed that. I just don't remember anything from my childhood stupid stuff I believed.
I used to believe that if I jumped into a pool within 30 minutes of eating anything, that my stomach was going to explode or something.
What a thing. God, you got to wait 30 minutes before.
What was that, though? What was the point?
I don't know, because you cramp up or something?
I don't think so.
Yeah. You know what? Let's look that up.
Why is that? Why would your parents want you
to wait 30 minutes?
You would think they would want you to go right to the pool so they don't have to deal with you.
There we go.
Which, by the way, keep an eye on your kids if they go to the pool.
No, you don't have to wait 30 minutes or more to swim after you've eaten. The concern was that because digestion diverts some of your blood flow from your muscles to your stomach, swimming might somehow inhibit the necessary blood flow to your stomach, causing cramps so severe you could drown. So that was just an old wise tale.
Wise tale. There you go. Nice. Now you're saying it right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I believe. I'm sure I believe stupid things, but I just can't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember them.
Gum
was another thing. I did believe that gum takes, what?
7 years.
7 years. That's not true.
To digest.
That's not true.
Look that one up, too.
That was your parents not wanting you to swallow gum after gum after gum.
I mean, I'm sure it's not the greatest for you, but how long does it take gum to digest?
How long does it take
for man,
gum?
I'd still be blowing bubbles out of my booty
just
hole.
Just farting.
I haven't chewed gum in a long time.
If you swallow gum, rest assured that it won't take 7 years to digest. Your body can safely pass gum within a few days. Even still, swallowing large amounts of gum isn't recommended. Researchers show that large amounts of gum can lead to intestinal blockages, especially in children. So, yeah, so if you're swallowing gum. So that's, but they told you, though, too, is like it was just to scare the shit out of you so you wouldn't do it. Because otherwise, gum was great. I used to put fucking 40 pieces of bubble yum. I remember my brother, your mom would get like the tubs of, you know, the bubble yum, individual wrap, like tubs of it. And we would sit there like in the summer and just shove gum in our mouths.
Yeah, what was it? Like, what was it? Foot bubble tape? Bubble tape.
Yeah.
The bubble tape.
Yep.
I think every child at one point put a whole thing of bubble tape
in
their mouth.
Oh, for sure.
Just open up the container and just take that roll out.
Or you could just bite into it. Or you'd sit there just, like, just feed it Lady and the Tramp style.
I think I'd just do the whole roll.
God. And then,
my jaw would just be
or you
fire.
You know, I bought Big League Chew not too long ago. I was over at Dunham's, and I'm like, I haven't
loses its taste in, like, four chews.
But I had a wad in my cheek, and I'm like, oh, my mouth hurts, but it's so good. But, yeah, then it loses flavor.
Yeah.
And like that,
Big Red was huge. Is Big Red still a thing?
Did you ever eat the wrapper from Big Red?
Oh, because it had the cinnamon taste to it.
It ruined the gum, but it would basically dissolve.
Yeah.
But I remember that was a big thing we all used to do. Like, oh, watch this, and you put the wrapper on it. Yeah. That was our big thing, just ruining gum.
Yeah. What was the other gum? Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit. I love Juicy Fruit, but that loses its flavor.
And like
get your ski shined up, grab a stick of Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit was great.
I want to see if I can find that.
I had too much candy as
a kid. Your skis shined up. There we go, lyrics. That old commercial. Right, juice from 1985. Here we go. I don't remember this one.
Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit.
Bazooka Gum was huge.
Get your skis shined up, grab a stick of Juicy Fruit. Like, I remember that. The taste is gonna move ya. The taste is gonna move ya when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy Fruit is gonna move ya. It juices soft, it gets right to ya. Juicy Fruit, the taste is gonna move ya.
Hold the cheese.
How I can remember that, but I can't tell you when the War of 1812 was fought. God, so much worthless information up in here.
Up in here.
All right, should we end this? This has been terrible. This has been a terrible
love of God, man.
If people have stuck with us for the last 10 minutes, they're just like, wait, it's got to get better, right?
So what did you talk about on the podcast today? Juicy Fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what about it?
I don't know. The Juicy Fruit. We played an old commercial from 1985. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. We apologize for this garbage.
You know, it's Monday.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
This steaming pile of shit podcast.
You know, I'm sure you're at your job not doing a fantastic job either.
You know, fuck you. Don't judge me. All right, let's get the hell out of here. We'll see you guys next time on the After Show Podcast.